The Bickersons have retired. As usual, Mrs. Bickerson tosses restlessly, while her husband, John, insomniac extraordinary, presents this audible testimony of his constant wakefulness. Listen.
For the love of heaven, what is he doing? John! John! What's the matter with you? You're making the most frightful noises. What's the matter?
What's the matter, Blanche?
Are you in pain?
I got a terrible headache. Haven't slept a wink.
You've been sleeping like a failed ox.
Shh. Headaches.
You wouldn't have such a headache if you didn't take so many cocktails before dinner. Why do you do that, John?
Always, always do it.
Why?
No good to eat on an empty stomach. Put out the lights, Blanche.
The lights are out. How would you know anyway with that sleep shade on?
Well, something's flashing in my head. Oh.
Take an aspirin.
Okay. Feel better already.
How can you chew those things like that? Wash it down with something.
All right.
John Bickerson, you washed it down with bourbon.
You lied to me. You got the lights on.
Yes, I'm going to keep them on. Sit up. I want to talk to you.
Please, Blanche. I can't sit up. My head will fall off. Why do you always have to talk in the middle of the night?
When else can I talk to you? You come home for dinner and bury your head in the paper, never a word out of you, and you tell me you have to go to bed early because you have insomnia.
Well, I have. It takes me hours to fall asleep.
It took you all of 30 seconds tonight.
Well, this was a good night. Good night.
John. John. I went over to see the Marvins' new baby this afternoon. It's a beautiful child. Do you know their first one is over a year old?
I hope so.
He's been walking since he was 8 months.
He must be awful tired. I am, too.
Children are such a blessing. It's wonderful to watch them grow up. You'd be surprised how many childless couples are adopting children.
I better have another aspirin. Boy, have I got a headache.
John. Don't you miss the patter of tiny feet around the house?
No, I don't, Blanche. Children are wonderful, all right, but you have to be able to afford them. All this talk of adopting... What the devil is that?
What's what?
That. Put the lights on.
John.
Blanche. Don't tell me that you went out and...
It's only a dog, silly. I got a little puppy.
A dog? What do we need dogs for? Where's the aspirin? Why did you get a dog
now
for?
Now, don't get hysterical.
Where is that little beast? I can hear it, but I can't see it.
He's right there in the bureau. I've got him in your shirt drawer.
You put him in there with my shirt?
He won't suffocate. The drawer's open.
Blanche, you know I'm allergic to dog hair. It gives me sinus trouble. Where's the aspirin?
You're just a big hypochondriac. You imagine those allergies like you do your insomnia.
I tell you, I'm allergic to dogs. They make me... See, get rid of that thing. He'll whine all night and keep me awake.
The man said he'll keep quiet if you give him one of those worm pills.
Well, where are they?
On the night table by your bed.
How do you give a dog... Where?
They're on the night table by your bed.
There's nothing here except the aspirin.
The aspirins are in the medicine cabinet.
Well, how can they be in the Blanche, what have I been eating? No wonder my headache won't go away. Why do you do these things to me? Send for a doctor.
Don't carry on so. If they're good for a dog, they won't hurt you. Go to sleep.
Go to sleep, she tells me. Here I am dying from dog poisoning. My head is splitting. And she knows I'm allergic to dogs. Hides the aspirin and makes... shut up! I don't know. I get up so early. Never get another wink of sleep as long as...
John. John. Gesundheit.
Thanks.
I can see how much sleep I'm going to get tonight. We'll have to get rid of the puppy.
And now you're talking.
I want you to take him down to the dog pound.
Okay, I'll do it on my way to work.
You go in the opposite direction.
I'll go out of my way.
You say it, but you won't do it. You better take him now.
What?
Go on, get up. Take the puppy to the dog pound.
Blanche, are you out of your mind? It's after 2 a.m.
They're open all night. Go on, get up and take him.
Why, I never heard of such a thing. You know, I went to bed with a splitting headache, and I had to take 12 worm pills to fall asleep.
You take the dog to the pound quick enough if Gloria Gooseby asked you to.
How do you always manage to work the conversation around to Gloria Gooseby? Shut up!
Well, if you wouldn't shout so much, maybe the puppy would be able to sleep.
What's the use? Good night.
I thought it would be nice to have a little dog, especially when we move into our new apartment.
Still have a year to go on this one.
Our lease expired Friday.
I renewed it yesterday.
I canceled it this morning. Amos is raffling off the apartment for me.
That's a good idea. Amos is what?
Amos sold 500 tickets at $2 apiece, and the winner moves into our apartment tomorrow.
Oh, Blanche, no. No, I don't believe it. We'll be on the street.
Amos said he'll find us a new place in a jiffy.
Jiffy? Haven't you heard there's a housing shortage? Where will he find a place?
Well, I bought a ticket myself. It's a wonderful chance. Lovely 3-room apartment, large kitchen, big closet. It's worth $2, and we might get it.
Get it? We got it now!
I know, but even if we don't win, we get the $1,000 Amos collected for the rest of the tickets.
Look, Blanche, I gave the landlord a $1,200 bonus to renew the lease, so now I'm out $200 and I got no place to live.
Sounds like pretty poor business to me. Why do you make such deals?
Now, look, Blanche.
The trouble with you, John, is that you're too conservative.
Look, Blanche.
If you shake up some of the deals that Amos has, we might be able to live as nicely as he does.
Blanche.
He's been living at the Biltmore Hotel for a year.
He sleeps on a billiard table. Look out, where's my slippers?
What are you going to do?
Let me get to that phone. I'll shoot you. Put on the light.
The lights are on. Open your eyes.
Oh, there's the phone. I know it's going to ring, and I want to be ready when it does. Hello.
Excuse me.
I'm dead. Wait a minute. That wasn't Amos. Oh. But I'll get him. Amos.
Hi, Jocko. What are you doing up this time of night?
Packing, Amos. We're moving. Haven't you heard?
Well, aren't you going to invite me in? I'd like to look the place over.
You mean?
Yep. I won the raffle. Darnest luck I ever saw.
Who drew the ticket, Amos?
Fair and square. I wouldn't take a chance having some phony draw it, so I drew it myself.
What a coincidence. Get out of here!
What's the matter with you, Jocko? You got $1,000 coming. And if you're worried about a place to live, I'll rent you the garage. You haven't got a car anymore.
Get out of here before I hit you with a cleaver.
Okay, Jocko, you don't have to get sure.
And you better give the money back to the people you sold tickets to, or you'll have a lot of explaining to do.
Not me, brother. You'll have to do the explaining. I'll tell them you won. Good night, Jocko.
That guy will wind up on a chain gang, as sure.
Was it Amos? Who won?
I did. Now, at last, I can go to sleep in my own bed without worrying.
No, you can't, dear. The dog's in there.
Ah, nuts. I'll sleep in the garage.